Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris. Nah, I can't believe it either, Ramsey.
Thank you for your unwavering support. It really means a lot. We actually
Chris,
know...
Chris, just you got past Halloween week.
It's crazy.
You got past... You are still in the competition. It's been 7 weeks. This is ridiculous.
Ridiculous?
I'm furious. We did not plan that this would go on as long.
Yeah.
We are squeezing in this podcast and I'm raging.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've just fell asleep. I've not put in the bed.
You fell asleep putting Robin to bed. We literally have like an hour to do this.
Yeah.
No time at all.
Yeah.
At all. Because you're dilly dancing on the BBC. I'm not happy. These guys aren't happy.
Hey, the listeners
should be ashamed of yourself.
The listeners are happy, and I just want to double, triple, quadruple, million times thanks all of you beautiful SMA listeners for voting, because I know a lot of you have been voting. You've been tagging us in Instagram and on Twitter and stuff. Really do appreciate you voting for me and Karen every week. Keep it up, because I tell you what, I don't think the judges want me there, but you guys do.
I mean, they definitely don't want you there, but this is going to sound like a total, what's the word? Opposite of what I've just said, but if you could just vote for to stay in this weekend and next, because me mum and my sister are coming with me.
Unbelievable.
And my sister is like the hugest fan ever, and it's her birthday and she's really desperate to go. So if you don't mind, just a couple more weeks, please. Because if he goes out of the competition and she doesn't get to go,
brilliant.
I don't know what she's gonna do.
This is awful. That's what? Awful. I can't believe this is happening. You know, I could probably still get her a ticket if I was out.
I know, but it would be more exciting if you were there. I mean, well, if you weren't in it as well?
Possibly, yeah.
Because we are going to London for our birthday anyway,
right,
so we're
going
to be there.
Great.
Could you actually?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I'd rather not, but yeah. I don't want that to be the whole reason that...
Well, I want you to win, but I've got other favourites, so it would be nice to watch them as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, your mum and your sister and you, I'm sure you'd all bloody love to go and watch Kelvin, so that's absolutely fine.
I mean...
Great. Absolutely great.
I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say who I prefer.
Right, okay. Who do you prefer?
The professional dancers.
Oh, I don't blame you. I do not
hamina,
blame
hamina,
you.
Hamina, hamina.
Oh, goodness me. Yeah. Oh, the meat, you go weak in the knees.
I know.
Weak in the knees.
And I just want to say, I'm saying a lot. I don't mean to.
Yeah.
But
still the intro, this, by the way.
Well.
Haven't even done me lucrative sponsor.
Makes no odds. What's in between? A little jingle.
Little jangle.
Yeah, as an outsider to the whole thing, you know how people love Strictly and they watch it every year and they really get invested and you watch and you really like everyone in it?
Right.
Just want to tell everyone, I've met most of them and they're all bloody lovely.
They are annoyingly lovely. Like,
it's not annoying. To me, it's like, thank God they're all really nice, because it's really hard watching a programme every week and thinking they're lush and then meeting them in real life and they're all a bunch of dicks, but they're not. They're all absolutely
lush. Yeah, they're absolutely lush. They're a pleasure to work with.
They are.
Pleasure to work with. They're all a bit too good for me, if I'm honest.
They're all
like
very
I said,
good.
Why couldn't I have been in an Anne Whittingham year? Eh?
I know.
Ed Balls year? Eh? Why have I got to be with these bloody flash dancers? Eh? These bloody semi-pros.
Are you the joke of the show?
Oh, I definitely am the joke of the show. Someone tweeted us that. You are the joke of Strictly. I was like, dude, My whole life's a joke. I'm not bothered.
Well, you're a comedian, so that's what you're doing. But you're not actually, though. I think they put you in thinking, all right, two left feet, because you were terrible. Yeah. And you've done really well. So they're devastated, to be fair. They're like, right,
not delivering on the initial investment.
Nah, even Mike's doing really well.
Mike's brilliant.
So they're screwed. There is no joke this year.
Mike's got a new bum as well, you know. He's got a new bum.
Has he now?
Oh, I've got myself a new bum. Mike's got one. I was walking up the stairs behind him the other day. I thought, whoa, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello, little Mike Bumshaw. Hello there, little tight ass Mike Bushel. Well,
his has got smaller. Yours has got bigger.
Well, you know.
Yours is massive now.
Is it? Oh, God.
It's good, though. Like a squatter bum.
A squatter's bum. Mm. Glutes.
Somebody didn't miss leg day.
Glutes for days. Now, sorry, rambling. And I know that, you know, there is the odd person out there who doesn't watch Strictly. So apologies for the rambling. But
nah,
it is quite...
Nah.
It takes over your full life. I'm going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it if you don't like it. Stop listening. But before we start, obviously, apologies on the delay. It is time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Genuinely thought you'd this forgot. Week, got nope. A bit excited.
No, never going to put me off. This week's sponsor is setting off fireworks in your garden when it's not even November the 5th.
Dickheads.
Pillocks. Eh?
Inconsiderate. 4th of November. No. 6th of November. No. You want to bring that shit out on the 1st of November, you better pack that in. Get it back in the box.
I'm all right for fireworks. I'll be honest with you. I'm 100% okay for fireworks.
I enjoy
nah.
A put together, scheduled show.
Nah.
I do.
You wouldn't even catch me at one of them. I'd close the curtains. If there was a massive... If there was a
multi... Shut
I'm
up.
Serious.
Shut up.
Rosie, if there was a multi-million pound, like, you know the one they do at London over the river at New Year? If that
I'd
was outside...
Shut the nah, curtains.
If that was outside my window, I'd shut the curtains. Bollocks to it.
You're
pointless.
Such a wanker.
Everyone's standing there. Oh. Ah. Oh. What, you're not seeing CGI? Not seen Avatar, not seen the things we can do now. You don't need to watch it. It's mental.
Don't. I like sick looking at fireworks, but the crappy ones that people put off in the gardens get on me tits.
For me, right? Yeah. For me, though, still, right? Until we can do that one that Gandalf does at the beginning of Lord of the Rings, where it goes up in the air and it turns into a dragon and it comes back down.
It's not going to happen.
Until we can do that, I'm not asked. I'm absolutely not asked.
I think that's
and
magic.
Guys listening, I know you're all going to send me that video that was on Lad Bible or whatever recently of like a fucking £1 million firework that went up and exploded all over the sky. Bollocks.
Well, I'd
rubbish.
Like to see that.
Oh, God.
Do you know how expensive fireworks are?
Yeah.
They are so expensive. The hotel I used to work in Rhodes, they did like a manager's cocktail every once a week, I think, or once every 2 weeks. Someone told me they did like a little fireworks display, like £600.
600 quid.
I swear to God, it's so expensive.
Bloody hell.
The big ones.
Bloody, hey, bloody burning money. Eh?
Literally.
Eh?
Mm.
Burning money.
Burning them. Yeah. I don't agree with you much, but I agree with you on that. But I wouldn't shut the curtains, and I don't think you would. I think that's a stupid thing to say. And actually, right, okay, there you go. Right. Let's see if there's any fireworks, and I'll say to Robin, come and have a look. Oh, the Westall Rugby Club's got the fireworks on. Come out the window. I'll not let you look.
Right.
I'll tell you. You can go and stand
I'll
over
I'll
there.
Shut the curtains. I'm not bothered. I'll shut the curtains.
You're a pillar. You're an utter pillar.
I don't know what it is, you know. Ever since I was a kid, I've hated fireworks displays.
Well, you're terrified in that.
My mum and dad took us to one, and I just screamed crying the whole time.
Yeah. Robin doesn't like them either.
I'm not scared of them anymore. I'm just annoyed by them.
Yeah, you're still scared of them. That's not. Come on. Come on.
Don't. Rosie, there's a firework behind me now, isn't there?
Oh, go in the jungle.
Should we even bother playing the jingle? Should we record a different intro? Because this is craziness.
No.
This is like an
Excuse
8-minute
me.
Intro.
Who owns this podcast?
Well, exactly.
Whose podcast is this?
Yeah.
Mine. Ours. No.
Can I just
this
tell
is
you?
That was the intro. People, that's not, the long that's intro.
No, because we listen to the intro back. We always listen to it back.
Well, we're not
the
today.
People are desperate for this jingle.
No, they're absolutely not. They're probably sick of it.
Oh, can you hear that? They're banging on the door. They're knocking the door down for this
just,
jingle.
That's next door's fireworks. Get the curtains. Shut the curtains. Quick. Here's the jingle.
There we go. We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle. Gone. Babadoo, 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 ba. Jingle.
Hello.
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
Do
Welcome back.
Do you know what I heard in the gym today when I was stretching?
Oh. I only go to the gym to stretch.
I only go to the gym to stretch. So we'll do the training, training in one room, then I go to the gym in the next room. They've got like this torture rack that you stretch on.
Great.
I heard, "Hello from the other side." I don't think I've ever heard that song until today. It's really good.
What, Adele?
Yeah. It's a really good song.
Right.
I know what you're going to say. I've only ever heard snippets of it. So it started, and it's like, hello, something, like, but it's quite quiet, and it's like chilled. And I thought, what song is this? I thought, is this that other side song? And it was. And that's the first time I'd heard it from the beginning. It's a, tell you what, she'll go for her.
I'm sorry, but I can't be listening to this. Adele, Hello From The Other Side. That's an absolutely epic song.
It was amazing. I loved it. Really, really enjoyed it.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I'd never heard it from the start.
Oh, jeez.
I'd never heard it.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because all you listen to is 80s music.
Hey. Don't slag
it's
off
the weirdest 80s. Thing in the world. You listen to absolute 80s every single day and they just play the same songs all the time.
I think you'll find there's a no-repeat guarantee, workday no-repeat guarantee, so they don't play the same songs all the time.
Yeah, but 7 days a week, I can guarantee there'll be a couple of little cheeky repeats in there.
Yeah, well, it's no-repeat during that day, but then I think they play the same playlist the
Thank you,
after.
Absolute Radio. Not an ad, hashtag, no sponsor. Feel free to if you want, but anyway, for now. I'd ask you what you've been going on with, but the intro was flipping 10 minutes long.
We know what I've been going on with, guys. Just to touch on it one more time. Thank you for voting. Thank you for all that. Vote on Saturday. We'll love it. This week, let's get ready, ready, let's get ready,
ready, let's get ready, ready to rumble.
That'll be awesome.
Well done.
You've just seen a little video, haven't you?
I did. It was very good.
The dance. Very good.
We're not talking about Strictly anymore.
Right, no
some
more.
Some people don't even watch Strictly.
That's it.
Some people are watching X Factor.
They're not, though, are they? Line drawn underneath it.
<Ooh. laughs>
Not this year, they're not, baby. So, yeah. What you been up to, sweetheart?
Oh, God. Not much, really. But actually, loads. Right. Does that make sense?
No.
It's not much in the... Like, because normal people have a job or whatever. My job is so random that I'm just constantly answering emails and doing stuff on my phone and going places. And there's no actual structure to it. So it's just I've just been at work or I've been with you. We went to London.
We did. We had a little London date.
We had a little London date. Well, we didn't really see each other because I was at meetings and you were practicing.
But
so,
we did It Takes Two together. You met Catherine and Johannes.
Yes, I was there.
Met Mike and Katya.
I did, yeah.
The makeup ladies. Big shout out to the makeup ladies at It Takes Two. We know that you listen. They told me they were fans of you. Now, I love to see this, right? Because people get excited when they meet you because and it's like people are seeing what I see. Do you know what I mean?
What
like
do you mean?
When people say they love watching you and they think you're funny and everything, they're seeing what I see, what I've seen the whole time I've known you, how brilliant and funny you are, how gorgeous and funny and brilliant. Do you know what I mean? I don't like giving you compliments on air.
Thanks.
I warned you that the makeup ladies might be a bit excited to see you. Just in passing, I've never seen anything like the reaction when you walked in the door. It must be like when... You know these people who dress up as Elsa go to little girls' 7th birthday parties? It was up there with that.
They were so lovely.
It was mental. They literally ran out and screamed and they all grabbed you. And they were like, the two of them had a hold you and they were jumping up and down screaming. And you just joined in. You started screaming as well. I just went, I enjoy. And I just walked to the other. People were like coming through. So they thought something terrible was happened. And it must have sounded like someone had been set on fire.
Just got excited.
It was lovely
to see. They were absolutely lovely. It was lovely to meet you.
I loved it.
You guys.
Loved it. I sent you a lovely text the other day.
Saying what? Is that of the pigs? What was it?
It was just random on Twitter. There was just a photo of Radio X or something. Someone had, or XFM or whatever it was. Someone had a pig in the studio in doing a radio interview. And I just sent you a photo of it saying, stop doing promo without me.
Wow. Was it covered in chocolate?
It wasn't, credit. But you got the chocolate idea. You got the idea. It was a lovely looking pig. Lovely looking pig. Looked like a Lancashire pig.
I do like pigs. That's why I'm not that offended, because pigs used to be my favourite animal.
Did they? Mm-hmm. What's your favourite animal now? It's weird as an
really
adult. It's weird as that. I think someone asked me my favourite colour recently, and I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm 33.
Have you not got a favourite colour?
Well, not really. Have you got a favourite colour?
Do you know, my favourite colour is on Instagram. It's the pink one that you can turn a little bit grey.
Jesus.
That's my favourite colour.
That's pathetic. That's so specific. That's so ridiculous.
Other than that, probably a blue. a blue nice blue movie. But yeah. not blue blue like a nice blue like what my pictures are
yeah
and like my elephants over like that kind of blue.
But I don't know, I don't know, like I'd have to be really boring here and say that my favorite color is probably like a cream.
Oh hey, fucking hell. This is,
do you know what I mean,
this is shocking. I would not listen to this podcast. I'd have switched this shit off. Oh, do you listen to that Shag Marinoid? What did they talk about this week? Their favourite colour.
No, but your favourite colour. What I'm saying is, right, your favourite colour, it's like, it's dependent on what you're talking about. Do you know what I mean? You go, oh, what's your favourite colour? Oh, I love red. Or do you want a massive big fuck off sofa that colour then? Absolutely not. Do you want your car that colour? No, I'm all right. But my car's black, but my favourite colour's not black.
But some people
do.
You're just talking about you. Robin loves red.
Right.
He'd have a red sofa. Right, he'd have red everything.
Yeah.
Some people love pink. Some people have pink houses. Some people love yellow and have yellow cars.
Who's
we
got
know
pink
someone
houses?
Has got a yellow car.
Who's got a yellow car?
Sean Ray.
Oh, yeah. Sean's got a minging yellow car. Big shout out, Sean. Your car's minging still.
It's so yellow.
I still own my car. I think it's dead, that car. I think he killed it. I think it died.
Oh.
I still own my new clutch.
Rip.
He let us have a turn of it once and I left. Like, literally, you could smell the clutch because I was driving an automatic. I was like, I don't know what to do.
You're a moron.
What else has been going on?
Shit, I don't know. What?
This is just in case there's anything else.
Oh. Ooh, we've started watching Downton Abbey.
Right. Now, what you've done, Rosie, is you've made a massive error here.
Why?
Never, ever tell the general public that you are watching something that everyone else has already seen, because they'll just tell you the end, because they're dicks.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You've made a... See, I'm currently watching something on Netflix that people saw years ago. It was around about the same time as Lost and things like that.
What's
it's not
called?
Lost. I've seen it. I'm never going to say
just
it.
Just tell me.
No,
secret.
I'm never going to tell
anyone.
I can't
carry on unless you tell us, because what will happen is you'll not tell us and then later on I'll be like, and I'll think I meant to ask him something and I'll not remember and it'll drive us to a grave, to my grave. So just whisper us.
I can't. I'll whisper off the mic.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
It's yeah. Prison Break.
Tosser.
Chris is watching Prison Break.
Oh man.
Tweet him. Direct message.
No,
no,
don't.
Oh no, don't. Okay, sorry. You're actually gonna get upset about
someone
this.
Someone did it with their Boardwalk Empire, you know. I was absolutely good. Joking. I was on the last two episodes of Boardwalk last three episodes, I think, of Boardwalk Empire. And it was after I'd done that. Remember when I did that pizza on a train? When I got a pizza delivered to a moving train.
Oh, that was good fun.
Well, I forgot to take my headphones once. And I tweeted out, going, look, I'm on this train. Does anyone have any spare headphones? Because they didn't have any in the little daft shop on the train. Mm. And
it's not that daft. It's quite a nice shop.
Well, yeah. Well, I tweeted it out. I tweeted it out. And one person, one absolute prick, just tweeted back, oh, this person kills this person. That's the end. And I just read it and went, oh. I thought, I bet that's not the end. And it was literally the final seat. Like,
oh, no.
I was honestly.
Do you want to edit that bit out then?
Nah,
honestly,
just
will
leave
it ruin
it.
Your life?
You know what it is, listeners? I trust you.
I trust you enough to tell us
what happens in that in Prison Break. I trust you. Because there's loads going on anyway. Like, it's a mad show. It's utterly ridiculous. It's like a farce. It's good, and I am enjoying it. It's such easy watching. But the crap that happens in it, like, there's a cliffhanger every 15 minutes. Like, it's crazy. There's three cliffhangers an episode and then one at the end.
It sounds good.
It's decent, but it's very much like, you know, of that ilk.
Yeah.
Of like a Dan Brown book at the end of every chapter that was like a... and you had to like keep going.
Had to keep
it's
going.
Very much of that kind
well,
of
that's
pattern.
That's good. It's yeah. Just keep you going. But Downton Abbey, just loving it. I was watching... Because my friend Steph absolutely loved it, and she's for years been banging on about it, and I've never sat down and got into it. And then I was watching the first episode of the first series, and I was halfway through, and then you came in,
yeah,
and I was like, can I just watch the end? Because I was like, I'm really enjoying it. And you normally hate stuff like that, and you
I
were
do.
Like, yeah, just watch the end. You were like, I've got to catch up on some emails. So I was sat there, and you were like, who's that? What's going on? Oh, that's him. And what's going on there? Slowly just put your phone down, like, all right, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it got to the bit where it was like, oh, that's Ferry Cross the Mersey.
That's Ferry Cross the Mersey. That's Game of Thrones. It was the end. It was
the end. And then it's like next episode, and you just look at me and you were like, get it on. I was like, better than sex. Get it on.
It's really good. I really do like Downton Abbey.
It's like easy watching, and it's just really. It's just nice, and I love that, because sometimes we watch such intense programs, which is great, but you go to bed and you're like,
Oh, God. Well, not remember, can you remember? We talked about it here when we watched that bloody Michael Jackson documentary. And we had to quickly
go on.
Like, we watched it just before bed. Mm. And I was like shell shocked. Didn't we quickly go on to like Challenge TV or something and watch three old episodes of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire to sort of cleanse our palate?
Yeah, we had to, yeah, because it was just honestly, too much to go to bed on.
Oh, goodness me.
Dreams were shattered that day.
Jesus. But yeah, I love Downton Abbey. Do you know what I love? And you know, I know it annoys you how much I love it. I just love that every time it just cuts to the Lord, the main guy, his little Labrador's just running around with him.
That is a very cute dog.
It's just like constantly just chilling out somewhere. Amazing.
Can you hear that?
Fireworks outside.
What's
fucking
the date?
Bell ends.
It's the 30th of October.
30th of October. And some wanker in a garden near here is setting off fireworks.
5 to 9.
Utter prick. Utter prick.
Listen. If they wake Robin up, I'm going to take him round. I'm going to take him round, give him a pack of Skittles and just leave him there. Wherever that is. And say, listen, have a lovely night.
I think that honestly, if you gave him a pack of Skittles and left him at someone's house with all the E numbers and sugar in the Skittles, I think to get rid of him, they'd have to strap him to a firework and fire him back over.
Bye. Something really annoying started happening.
Yeah.
Robin's at that age now, he's just turned 4, where if you say to him, right, you can get a little treat from the shop. You can get something little from the shop.
Yeah.
Do you know how long he takes to chew something?
Really?
Oh,
I haven't experienced this.
Well, once upon a time, it was just like you would say, right, you're getting that. And then you go, right, no bother. Now, fuck me. Oh, God. I wish I'd never bothered. The woman in the shop where I was there today was just like, this kid. Get out. He took so long to the point where I had to like start counting down from 10. I was like, 10. 9, 8, he started crying. He's like, I don't know what I want. Just picking up random packets. In the end, he got a Kinder Egg, right? And we left. And then he got halfway down the road and he was like, I don't want this. I was like, no. But bless him, I felt terrible, like I'd put loads of pressure on him. And I was like,
you had your bitch.
I know. So then I took him back and then he took just as long to pick something again. I was like,
Oh my God. Bless him. Well, it's the phrase, isn't it? A kid in a sweet shop. He didn't know what he wanted. He was too excited.
It was and it was one of them. It was an exciting sweet shop. It wasn't just like a few things.
Was it the red shop?
It was the red shop.
The red shop. Yeah. He loves the red shop.
At Harton. It was just, there was just loads of stuff. But loads of it was too old. So he was like, can I have this? And it was like the brain thing that you lick. I was like, you can't have that. Like, no, like you can have like, you know, a Kinder Egg or a Freddo or something. No, you cannot have a packet of Haribo Sours. Put them back.
Was this why when you came to the training room with him today to see me and Karen, was this why he had like a massive bag of round trees?
Oh, well, that
things?
Was, well, because that was the compromise. I was right. Like, you can get that packet. It was like round trees, fruit things. I was like, you can get that. Yeah. Put the Kinder Egg back because you're killing us here. Put that back. You can have that and you've got to share them around everyone because I knew that the film crew and that were there. So I was like, you can share them. And honest to God, right? You tell, right, that packet was like a big packet of sweets. They were like 150 and a Kinder Egg. The woman actually said, don't worry about the price difference. Just, I think she was like, just get out.
Really?
Just get out.
Just swap them.
So we just swapped them.
Good
and
God.
She was genuinely like, don't worry about it.
Wow, she was that sick of you.
I think
that's
she was
amazing.
That sick of us. She was just like, get out.
He was lovely. He offered them round everyone. He gave them to the filming
he's
guys.
So daft.
He gave them to Karen. He gave them to me. His little dance.
What?
When he came and did his little dance.
Oh, what a day.
Wasn't it
cute?
He's definitely our kid, like. He is definitely our kid. So basically, he does a little dance to Gangnam Style that they do at nursery. And there's a film crew there. Obviously, Karen's there. He doesn't really know Karen. You know, he's seen her on the telly. He's only met her twice.
Mm.
And obviously, you're there and my mum and dad are there. And we did our dance and he watched it. And then I just went, do you want to do your dance? And he went, yeah. And he just stood in the middle of the hall with everyone watching, with the guys filming him, and did the full Gangnam Style dance. And I did it with him. Honestly, I was nearly crying when I was doing it. I was so happy.
I just love him.
He's just like, he's just knocking the full thing out, doing the lot. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
Oh, he's great.
No fear.
Nah.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
What's your beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? What is your beef?
What's your beef?
Shouldn't be such a
tell you what, I'll see you in court. Okay, ladies or gentlemen first, what do you want?
Oh, I forgot what mine is.
You forgot it?
No, I've remembered.
Hold
well,
on.
I've
are
got
you
loads.
Are you, no, bollocks. Are you finally running out?
No.
You
no,
are.
There's always something.
Right, okay.
Are you ready? I want to do mine first.
Yeah, okay. Ladies first, go.
Just recently,
mm-hmm.
whenever we're out together,
right.
might be in a hurry for something, if it's just me and you started walking in front of us. You walk in front of us at least a few paces ahead of us, like you're not even with us.
Right.
I find it really upsetting.
Are you referring to the train station the other day?
Yes.
Right. I get a little bit antsy in train stations.
I know you do. Well, that's another beef, so let's not go into that, because that's a separate beef.
Right, okay.
But it, at the minute, I'm just concentrating on the whole, you will just walk ahead of me.
Right.
And then every so often, look around just to check that I'm okay.
Right.
What's that all about? Are you ashamed to be next to us?
I think it's got something to do with when I'm holding bags. I don't do it when we're walking anywhere else. It's when I'm holding bags.
Well, that's another one of my beefs.
I don't want you to... Don't
you delve into that?
No. What the bag?
You keep taking me bags off us.
Right, that cannot be a beef that I keep offering to carry your bags.
No, it's infuriating.
Really?
Because I'm not a 95-year-old woman. But I can carry me own bags.
Chivalry is... I'm telling you right now, there will be ladies listening to this podcast absolutely mortified that you are passing up the chance for a gentleman to squire you through the train station while carrying your bags.
Oh yeah, there you go. There's me bags. Walk 7 paces ahead of us, will you? Aye, man. Naff off. Carry my own bloody bags.
Right.
You know why I carry my own bags?
Why?
Well, because once when I went shopping in Newcastle, my sister was like, I'll carry that bag. Got a new pair of shoes. She carried the bag of shoes because I don't think she'd bought anything and I'd bought a couple of things. Yeah. She carried me shoes, went for dinner. She left me flipping shoes in the shop.
Right.
I got all the way home and I had to go back and get them.
Bless
you. I don't trust people because when it's not your bag, you don't know that you're like, you just, it's an extra bag. So you're not really thinking about it.
But Rosie, you are forgetting the fact that... I would rather lose any of my things than lose something of yours and have to deal with all of the shit you'd give us for losing your thing. Much rather.
I'd rather leave
all my stuff.
You'd give me more shit if I lost one of your bags.
Well, no, I definitely. Well, what's in the bag, hypothetically, in this situation?
A laptop.
But I'd go fucking off it, yeah.
You would?
Because it's the kind of thing you do.
You'd go off it if it was a packet of crisps. Oh, you've left half a packet of crisps in the cupboard. Can I go and get them?
You can have them after this, but what an amazing thing to say.
Can I have one now?
No, you can't, because they're salt and vinegar squares and they're very loud. Right? And I've just realised there's a Twix in there as well. And I'm going to have that. Right, I'm sorry I walk in front of you. I'm going to try to stop doing it. And look, hey, if you're telling me now you don't want me to carry your bags, that's absolutely fine. People listening, if you see us walking through a train station and she's shuffling along with shitloads of bags and I'm just sauntering along with nothing in my hands, I'm not a prick. She hasn't let us carry them. End of.
Fact.
Happy days.
Don't want you carrying me bags. I remember my boyfriend's telephone numbers in there.
So anyway, I've got a phone. We just keep little bits of paper in a bag.
It's like all just on different bits of A4 paper.
Right.
Name, photo, number.
Like personnel files?
Yes.
Right.
Full of them.
Great. you really should switch to digital. It would save you a lot of time.
I know. I thought about it, but...
iCloud backup, maybe?
We'll see.
Right, good. Dickhead.
You're more than a number in my little red book. You're more than a one-night stand. When am I going to get a job singing professionally, properly, on Strictly?
Jesus.
Anyway.
My beef?
Yes, your beef.
My beef with you... This
Hang
week.
On, I'm just. You look so excited, and you've said to me that you had a really good beef, so I'm intrigued. I'm
just excited to see what your reaction is. Right.
Right.
My beef with you this week, and I've noticed this for quite a while now. It's reoccurring. I've never said anything because it's always a lovely favour you're doing us when it happens. Right.
Oh God.
But you, Rosie Ramsey, you cannot butter toast.
Are you kidding? Are you actually having that?
You cannot butter toast.
What am I doing wrong? Why?
A couple of things. You're essentially, it looks like you've tried to fucking headbutt through it. It looks like you've tried to dig your way through the bread to the plate, right?
Great.
And then there's just big, massive clumps of unmelted butter all over the toast.
Don't like butter.
And then the corners have got no butter on.
Great.
You can't butter toast.
All right then. Look forward to buttering all your own toast.
Oh, but you see, I knew this would happen.
Now you can absolutely, you have shot yourself in the foot, young man. Butter your own toast. I'm out of here.
Do you not just fancy buttering it a bit better?
Right. Can we just... This is coming from a man who just clearly has more time than me. Because you will plan your breakfast, you'll get the butter out, you might leave it to just melt a little bit.
Yeah.
When I'm buttering toast, I'm probably buttering somebody else's toast at the same time, maybe mine as well, making the family's meals.
Right.
How... Can I just... dare you? How absolutely dare you? Do you know how many meals I make for you, you ungrateful little shit?
I just love the fact that certain things like this you get really offended
by. I'm raging. Today, let's just clarify, right? Okay. Today, oh, you're going to set me off today.
Right, what happened?
Today, I made you this morning a cheese omelette with toast and beans.
You did, yeah. Thank you. It was lovely.
I made you a ham salad sandwich, and I brought it to training with a pack of crisps and a Twix.
You did.
Uh-huh. How dare you?
Hey, I'm not
saying
it's
not nice. And then tonight, you had the audacity, speaking of butter, here's another beef, you had the audacity to go into the fridge when you were making yourself some soup and bread, you carb fiend, you fat prick. You had the audacity to say to me, there's no butter.
Because you fucking piled it all
up. Used it on your sandwich that I made for you and took to the training, and then I hadn't had the time to go to the shops. How dare you? Rude. You're rude. I'm livid. I don't know if I can do anymore.
Oh, God.
Can it butter toast?
You can't.
Well, I won't be. I won't be, mister. Guess what me and Robin are having for breakfast tomorrow?
What?
Toast.
Aye? What? With the empty bin no thing butter, of butter? Shit. There's no butter. Where are you going to go all night, Asda, and get some butter, are you?
I might. I might genuinely go after this.
Get yourself away.
I will.
Aye? Get yourself a full bag of crisps. I'm having that half from the packet. From the cupboard.
Stop it. Why are we fighting?
We're not. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo,
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
As usual, you...
Good.
Yeah, good. Lovely. As usual, stop it.
I'm not finished.
Oh, God, go on and finish.
You know what it is? Why are you holding me back?
Is this your Strictly Band audition?
This is me. Do you want to hear me Strictly Band audition?
Come on then.
You wanna be somebody and you wanna go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention.
It's a 10 from me.
Thank you.
As usual, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Send us your questions, send us your thoughts, send us your hopes, send us your dreams, send us your office polls.
Send us your questions about people weighing in your mouth. That got a lot of response.
It did. Let's try and keep them kind of questions to a minimum.
I enjoy them.
Keep them coming. They were amazing. Keep them coming, you absolute sickos.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Great podcast. Any chance of a midweek short bonus podcast to keep us going until Friday?
No.
We'd love to, but we have not got time. Okay, my question is as follows.
Mm-hmm.
I recently had sex for the first time outdoors with my wife of over 6 years.
What is wrong with everyone? Why are you all doing weird? Stop it. Are you not got homes? Eh? You not got a couple of quid for a hotel? Travel lodges with 25 quid if you book it in advance. What's wrong with you? Why are we all pissing in people's mouths and shagging outside like animals and having foursomes? Stop it.
On a Wednesday. People, please.
Come on then. He had sex with his wife for the first time of 6 years outdoors.
Yeah. Obviously, it was in a remote rural area under the cover of darkness, so there was practically no chance of us getting busted with our pants down.
Sounds romantic. Idiots.
How embarrassing would that be if you got caught? Be like, so what's your name, Mr. and Mrs. such and such? Oh, so you married? Yeah, how long? 4 or 6 years? Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a dalliance. You're not cheating. You've left your house to come and have sex outside somewhere. Do you know what you're all, same as dead bodies, always found by dog walkers. It would be a bloke walking his dog who would catch you.
Yeah.
The dog would be gutted. You wouldn't know where to look.
You must have had sex outside before, though.
No.
Never, ever?
No, I don't think so. No.
Oh, I have.
God damn you.
I know, but I was young.
What the hell's wrong with everyone?
It was very exciting, and we will be doing it again.
Oh, God.
No, do you know what? Good for them. Like,
no,
they're
not
doing any harm.
No, not good for them. No, stop it. I hope you fall over. I hope you graze your bum. I hope you graze your bum on the floor. Eh? And I hope you get dog poo in your fanny.
Oh.
I couldn't say that with a straight face.
Imagine dog poo in your fanny.
Oh, God. If you hear a noise, it's just the robot coming to clean it up.
Watch the flag. Oh. Have you ever had outdoor sex, and is it something that you would do? So Chris never has, I have.
I'd be too worried,
but
I think.
I'm worried for it now, though. Yeah. That's the thing. Ugh. And my automatic thought goes to just, we live in England. Like, it's very hard to judge the weather.
Yeah.
Where you, in the winter, it would be awful.
Horrible.
And then in the summer, it gets colder on a night, and I just don't think it would be that good. It doesn't get dark till really late.
I think, is it not the excitement of being caught or something that's making them do that? That they're enjoying it so much, the excitement of possibly being caught, of someone coming past or whatever. I was like, oh, we're outside, we're
but
so
then,
naughty.
But then, don't you think the excitement of being caught when you're 6 years into a marriage, and I'm guessing there must be, you know, our age,
yeah.
Doesn't the excitement of being caught kind of mixed with the, I might lose my job?
Possibly.
Over this.
Yeah.
That excitement would disappear for me. It's not like when you're 20-year-old,
yeah,
having sex outside and just being like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Young, experience in life. When you're that old, what if they've got kids? Like, literally, it's illegal.
Yeah. Is it illegal? What do you get for it? Do you know?
I mean, it probably depends what mood the police officer's in.
You might join in, you never know.
Well, you never know.
I often think back
I'm
in the
sure
day,
it's illegal.
Well, back in the day when you had to pay for Wi-Fi in hotel rooms, but it was free in the lobby, I often thought, I wonder what the fine is for public masturbation, to just weigh it up against that. Might be cheaper than the Wi-Fi in the room.
hang on. Law lords rule that sex in public is not illegal.
What?
Have given the thumbs up to outdoor sex as long as couples aren't trying to be seen.
What? Rosie.
Right.
Why have you told the armies of perverts that listen to this that it's not illegal to have sex outdoors? What have you done? The emails we get from our listeners, let's be honest, some of you are absolute lunatics. You've just told them all that they can have sex outside and it's not illegal. Well done. They'll be in the garden, they'll be on the lawn, they'll be all over the place.
Yeah. Like I say, I've got nothing against people having sex outside. I'm just saying, at this time in my life, it's not for me.
Absolutely fine.
Maybe we might do a 180 one day, though. Give us another 10, 15 year. Right. We might be having sex outside just as like, oh.
Nope.
Yeah, but we're all right. Sex life is okay. Like, it's not boring. It's quite nice. We're still fancy each other. It's enjoyable. You don't know if that's going to be happening
after
in 10
6
years'
time. If this is the crack. If after 6 years they have to go and shag each other outside to still keep the... Get divorced. Get divorced. It's over.
It's not a long time, that 6 years, is it?
Jesus Christ. Heavens above. Do it. Get a tent. It's technically outside.
Oh, I'd have sex in a tent.
I probably wouldn't either. Why? I wouldn't ever go in a tent. Why are people staying in tents?
Oh, my Chris.
It's up there with caravans. Tents, caravans, hostels. Stick them up your arse. Where you go, oh, I'm going away this weekend. Oh, great. Where you go? A nice hotel. No, I'm going to essentially sleep in a bag for life on a fucking hill.
You are so... sheltered and sad.
I am sheltered by bricks and fucking mortar, not sheds and fiberglass roofs. Rest my case.
I've got another question here.
Yeah.
Just if anybody's listening to this in the car with children, this is about Christmas and Santa Claus.
Got you.
sometimes you never know.
You know, guys. I mean, if you're still listening to this in the car with children after the last things we've talked about, you need your kids taken off you. Let's be perfect.
They'll
honest.
Not be listening. Come on.
Come on then. What's this next question?
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I'm trying for a baby.
Congratulations. Good luck.
Mm. Me and my partner both already have kids from previous relationships. I'm a massive Christmas person and I'm all about Santa and the magic of it all.
Awesome.
However, he is not, and his kids do not believe in Santa as they have been told he is not real. I want my future baby to be like me and my son and to be raised with all the magic. How would you handle this?
Oh, that's a tough one, you know.
Well, it just reminded me of when we had that builder lad here.
Yeah, and he said that, that's who I thought of.
Yeah, and you tell the story because he was talking to you.
Yeah, we had a builder here once and he was saying, it was leading up to Christmas and I said something about Robin isn't old enough to get Santa and that yet, but he will next year kind of thing. And he was like, I've just told my kids it's not real. He's like, no, I'll just tell them. Because like, we buy them it, so we just tell them it's that. And he was like, but the saddest bit was, he was like, they keep getting told off at school for telling everyone else that Santa's not real. And it's like, you've got to. I didn't like telling anyone what to believe, but you've got to kind of play the game with kids. Do you know what I mean?
Well, do you know my thing on it, right? There's not many nice things in the world anymore.
Not many little beautiful things.
Do you know?
Like that.
And that's something that is so lovely. And and now that we have a child, it's just amazing. Now that this is the first year he's really going to understand.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait. It's going to be magical.
I'm really excited for it, to be fair. Oh. Well, look what we did the other day. We did the Dodi Fairy the other day, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. The Dodi Fairy's finally came for his dummy.
Because he's still been sleeping with a dummy. He hasn't had one during the day for ages, but he still sleeps with one. But the other day, didn't we? Mm-hmm. It was amazing. Hung the dummies on the tree. And we said the Dodi Fairy would come, and then we came back on the evening, and there was a little bit of a little
left
present,
him a little Lego thing, didn't they?
And his mind was absolutely blown because the Dodi Fairy had left him Lego.
I mean, he's cried for a dummy every night since, but
I mean, it almost hasn't worked. but he genuinely thought that he thought the Dodi Fairy had took his Dodi.
So lovely, man!
It's beautiful. It really is beautiful.
I remember when my little brother, he's only 3 years younger than me, but you know when you're at that age, so I did stop believing in Santa when I was about 10, 11. I think when you go, leave primary school, go to comp, that's kind of when it's like, it happens, everyone finds out and whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember my brother still believed in Santa, and me and my sister were like, going along with it.
You were in on it.
Kevin, Santa's been winking at me mum and dad And it's just, it's so nice. It's so, so nice.
That's
so
lush.
I think going forward, I think you need to put your foot down and say, I would like my child to believe in Santa.
Just get his kids to play along. Get his two kids to play along for how old you are. I don't know how old your kids are as well, but get them to play along with the new one and that'll be the fun of it.
Exactly.
Play along, wink, wink. Yeah, look, Santa's been all, he ate the cake and he gave Rudolph the carrot or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm so excited for Christmas.
I know I am.
I love Christmas.
I'm buzzing for it.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Got another question here.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hi.
My husband and I have very different teeth brushing routines in the morning.
Uh-oh.
He gets up and brushes his teeth straight away and then has his breakfast and a cup of tea. I think that's weird for two reasons. One, you're wasting a brush, surely. Bits of breakfast are then in your teeth unnecessarily for the start of the day. And two, who wants the tea and toast to taste minty? I like to get up and eat my breakfast, then get ready for work and brush my teeth right before I leave the house so I'm minty fresh for the general public. What's your brushing situation? Pre or post breakfast? Do you enjoy a minty bowl of Cheerios? Thanks. And that's from Sophie.
Oh.
I agree with her.
When I was younger, because I totally agree with that. There's a right way to do it. There's a perfectly right way to do it, right?
Yeah.
She's not doing it, and he's not doing it.
What?
No, there's another way to do it.
Okay.
I used to have, my mum used to read this Noddy book when I was little.
Right.
Remember Noddy?
Noddy, the little man with the red and yellow car. Ding, ding, dong.
Noddy, in one of them, got out of bed for one day because he was so excited.
Yeah.
He brushed his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Then he went downstairs and he had his breakfast. Then he went back upstairs and he brushed his teeth. That's the correct way.
What, brush them twice in the morning?
Yeah. Brush them. Then go down, have your food, then brush them again.
That's no. Why would you do that?
I'm not saying I do it. I'm saying it's the right way. Noddy does that. You ever heard about Noddy having bad breath? I haven't. You ever seen Noddy at the dentist? I haven't. Got the cleanest teeth in Toy Town.
I think
she's got it the right way.
Yeah, she's got it the right way. You can't be brushing your teeth and then having your breakfast. I've done it by accident before.
Yeah.
And it's been awful.
A cup of tea after brushing your teeth is disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's minging. Yeah. It's really, really minging. Plus, what are you doing in the night? Like, what are you doing? Oh, he's a secret eater. Oh my God.
What do you mean? He's getting up
in the middle of the night. She doesn't know. He's getting up in the middle of the night and he's going eating loads of like Twixes and Mars bars and that. That's why when he wakes up, he immediately needs to brush his teeth because he gets all the sugar from the night off.
Some people just get in a routine where they brush them first thing and then have the breakfast and then go out for the day.
So he's going out stinking of coffee and tea and bacon sandwiches or cereal or whatever.
Well, right. I've got another element to this.
Okay, here we go.
Sometimes I don't have any breakfast at all.
Yeah.
So I'll get up, brush my teeth and then I'll go out and have breakfast.
So you're basically doing what he does.
Yeah, but it'll be a little while later, so it's kind of like... Which, I love this. Minty fresh breath. Like, what, am I buying the wrong toothpaste? Because my mouth isn't minty fresh for that long.
No, it's definitely not.
It's about 20 minutes. No, do you know what I mean, though? It's like 20 minutes and you're like, oh, well, that wore off.
I remember I walked to school with a kid once who used to have his breakfast on the way to school. I say breakfast. It was like Rice Krispie squares and something else. But I was like...
So I was jealous of them kids.
Yeah, I was like, why does your parents let you do that?
Yeah.
I remember, I think the exact words I said to him was, have you already brushed your teeth? And he said, yeah. And I said, but you're eating them? And he went, yeah. And I said, well, you might as well have brushed your teeth with dog shit. Although I might have been exaggerating a bit.
I think you were exaggerating a bit.
Yeah.
Well, I think, to be honest, I think your mum might give you a bit of a complex with that Noddy book. brushing your teeth about 12 times a day.
Nice and clean, nice
Noddy,
and clean.
Noddy said.
Noddy with his, with his receding gums. Brushing them away.
Babadoo, 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 bah. Hello. Please help me settle something that comes up a lot. I feel that I am completely in the minority on this and I don't work in an office so I can't take a poll.
Fantastic.
That's a shame. When you're on a dual carriageway or motorway and there are roadworks coming up and signs alerting you to a lane closing, do you A. start queuing in the lane that's remaining open immediately and wait forever? Or B. continue using the lane that's going to close in 800 yards and merge in at the end. In my opinion, there are two lanes for a reason, and just put that in capital letters, okay?
I agree.
Every other country utilises both lanes. It is purely because we're British and we love to queue. I agree. When I do try to merge in at the end and I get beeped at and not in or given 50 filthy looks from other drivers.
Yeah.
That's from Liz from Bristol.
Liz from Bristol, I 100% agree with you. People who... It's happened before that one of the lanes was down on a dual carriageway coming into Shields from Newcastle Way, from White Mare. This will not mean anything to anyone who's not from here, but from White Mare Pool Roundabout all the way down. And one of the lanes was shut and no one was using the closed lane and the traffic backed up onto the roundabout and clogged up the roundabout. And I just fly down the other one and I go right to the cones, right? And there'd be people listening to this going, ah, dickhead. And people sit there watching them go, dickhead. It's not my fault you decided to queue when there was a full empty lane there. If it says... Merge. Lane closure in 800 yards. Take that 800 yards of road and fucking use it.
Yeah.
You idiot. Well, if you're listening to this now and you are currently sitting in one of them queues and there's people going past you, them people going past you, they are winners. They are get up and goers. They are taking the world by the balls. You're an idiot. Me and Jason Cook had an argument about this. I'm getting really angry. Me and Jason Cook had an argument about this. We're going to a gig once. He was like, why are you doing this? He was like, you're such a dick. I was like, how am I a dick? It's open. It says merge in turn. It literally says merge in turn. This is the turn, not merging the lane. God damn it.
Well, listen, I used to be one of them people who sat in the queue because that's just what I thought you should do. Until I met you and you don't stay in a queue. And now I no longer stay in a queue because you're totally right. Like,
you're wasting all that road.
But then...
If you weren't meant to be in that road, it would be corned off earlier.
But it's a British thing. It's like manners and like people feel bad, but you're totally right. It's actually better driving if you're going to merge into the things.
You're using all the space.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
If the lane closes in 800 yards, use them 800 yards. If you weren't supposed to be in that lane from now, it would close now and not in 800 yards.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. I've hurt my back. I've been sitting up so straight to shout this.
You've lost a lot of followers now, probably.
Don't care. You know why? I haven't even lost them. I've just went past them in the empty lane.
Booyah.
It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
And thank you. And this week it is from the wonderful, the sassy, the powerful, the incredible Michelle Visage.
You better work.
Hey, Chris and Rosie, it's Michelle Visage. So I have a question, and this is the question as old as time. Being the mother of two girls, or even just kids in general, despite the gender, what is the right age to start discussing sex, like actual sex? What's the right age? I think I might have started too young. Just saying.
Ooh. That's an interesting question.
It's a good question, isn't it?
Thank you, Michelle. You're one of my favourites.
You absolutely love her. It's crazy.
I do. She's fab. Yeah. And she's doing so well.
She's so lovely in her. I was scared about meeting her.
I didn't think that you two would be as close as you are.
We get on really well.
You get on really well. Yeah. And I didn't think you would be, but she obviously, I mean, she must love a bit of sarcasm.
Yeah.
Which is you.
I'd love taking the piss out of her.
So, yeah. But she's
did fine. I not tell you that someone was in the dance-off at some point in the last few weeks? I can't remember which one it was. And they were literally standing doing the dance-off and I leaned into Michelle and I went, I wish it was you.
What did you say?
Well, she was just laughing her head off because I just punctured this sort of tension of the dance-off and I was just like, I wish it was you. And she was pissing herself. Yeah.
Class. Right, what age to start talking about sex?
It's a tricky one, that. It's something I'm dreading. I don't think my mum and dad ever taught me about sex. I think I just found out off friends.
Really?
Mate.
That would answer a lot of questions.
when I was at junior school, there was a mate of mine, I'll not mention any names, me and my best friend went to this lad's house who was a friend of a friend,
mm-hmm.
And his mum and her boyfriend had a cupboard with loads of porn videos in.
Oh.
And we watched, I'm talking junior school, I'm talking I'll have been young.
Did they not have them out of sight or anything?
They were hidden in a cupboard. Oh, right, okay, fair enough. Were. There was also a vibrator in there and a paper bag, it was minging.
Nice.
They had like loads of like full on like 80s porn videos and he used to put them on and it was so... Now that I think back, it was so fucked up that we watched them at that age. So
junior school.
Up. Junior school.
That's rank. Mental. That is.
So
rank.
I'll have been 8 or 9.
Oh.
Mental, that.
That's
isn't it?
So bad.
So bad. And kids got the internet now, so what fucked
up? Oh, well, that's another. People we've are talked things. About that before, man. But
terrifying.
I think the correct time is probably like 11, 12 comp. And that I think, is early. But now the way the world is, I think you've got to.
I would say a bit earlier than that.
Would oh my
just God. Just in case.
I know.
Just in case, man. There's kids having kids, man. It's terrifying.
Oh, that's so sad.
Did I not tell you that for years and years and years and years until I was like late in the juniors, I thought babies came out of a woman's bum.
Why did you think they came out of a bum? That was a bum.
Mom told us.
Your mom told you that babies come out of your bum.
Yeah.
What?
Genuinely.
Why?
Don't know.
Like a poo.
Yeah, like it. Yeah.
You're pooing out a baby.
I mean, it tells you a lot about what my mum thought of me. but yeah, genuinely, I think it was just embarrassment to not want to talk about vaginas, maybe, because I was just in the junior school.
But could you not have just said the tummy? I thought babies just came out of, were just in tummies for a long time until I actually knew about vaginas.
Yeah.
I think, do you know what? I don't think I fully knew about sex, really. Until I think I pretended I knew about it for a long time. And I think it was probably when I was about 13 or 14 that I actually fully knew about it.
Really?
I'm not even joking.
Wow.
Like, I just think, yeah. And I think that was the same with a lot of my friends. I don't think anyone really, really fully knew the whole extent of it. Like, I think you knew what it looked like and what people were doing, but you didn't know that, like, a penis went into a vagina or whatever. Like... Yeah, and I just didn't know the full extent until quite late on. But then once I knew, you know,
I've just remembered something. Right, a phrase that stays with me. I don't know why it stays with us. I remember the way the kid said it. I remember where we were when he said it, and I remember how angry he was.
Mm.
So I must have been 9, possibly 9, maybe 8.
Right,
and. I was on my estate and there was a kid I knocked around with who was 2 years older than me, and me and him used to sort of play together on mainly on a Sunday, right?
Mm.
My granddad babysat me on the Saturday night and he fell asleep and I had the telly on, and on the film on the TV, two people were having sex, mm-hmm. right? And I knew they were. And I said to this kid, this older kid, I went, oh, it's on the telly last night. It's a man and woman having sex on the telly, right? And he went and he said, what did you see? What was it? And I said, oh, they were like kissing and stuff. And then they were like rolling around. And like she had like a bra on, like her underpants on. And he was there. And the kid was so angry. And I'll never forget the way he said it. It was so matter of fact. He literally went like this, right? He went, that is not sex, Christopher. You have to be naked. Forget the week. That is not sex, Christopher. You have to be naked. Oh, God. I used his hand to accentuate it and everything. Yeah, I'll never forget it. It was in my garage where he said it. He was so pissed off.
Bless him. I've got a question for you.
Yeah?
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
16. Legal or legal. Went to the police station, applied for me sex license.
License to sex.
License to disappoint.
Oh, 16. Good lad.
What about you?
I was 15 or
16. Right. I've got to be honest with you, right? My real name's not Chris. The whole thing, this whole marriage and everything has been a sham. This has been a sting operation. Guys, come on in. Stop setting them fireworks off outside. We've got her. She's admitted
what?
It.
I'm sorry.
We've finally got
I'm
her.
I'm so sorry.
Pervert.
You know. No, my boyfriend was the same age, so it's fine. That's all right.
So you are both?
No.
Both
right.
Predators.
Well, I'm August the 30th, my birthday, so right. I was like the youngest in my year, so everyone was always a year older than us.
Same, I'm August the 3rd. But do you know what? I held out.
You held well.
I held out like a
good
boy.
I mean, I feel like you're lying. Pussy. I think you're lying about 16.
No, I was genuinely 16.
Pictures of you.
What?
When you were that age.
What? All right. So you thought it was later than that.
Possibly. Right.
No, I was definitely 16. Okay. Definitely 16.
Good for you. Yeah. Well done.
Well done, me. Well done, me.
Hasn't had it since.
Once to make Robin.
Just like that. It's all over for another week. Thank you so much for joining us once again. We absolutely adore you.
We
so
really
much.
Do. We really do. Keep getting in touch on social media, guys. It's lovely to hear from you. And you know what? Just bloody laugh in public, will you? Just laugh on the bus.
I know,
laugh walking the dog.
Don't
give a shit what people think about you. Just laugh.
Laugh
and enjoy it. And it means the world that you are enjoying this podcast. Thank you so much. If you want to get in touch, at shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. And yeah, please vote for me and Karen on Strictly and me tours on sale for next year and all that.
Yes, please vote, because me, my mum, my sister, like
Jesus
I said, are going
Christ.
Not this weekend, but the weekend after. And we'd really like to go. Obviously, we'll still go if Chris isn't in, but we'd really like to see Chris. If he goes that week, we'll be there for moral support. So, like, use your votes for the next 2 weeks. Maybe if you run out of votes, don't vote that week. Just, it's fine.
Vote the whole time I'm in.
Oh, hang
please.
On. Blackpool's the week after. I'd really like to go to Blackpool.
Jesus Christ. Right, yes, everyone. Just keep voting, because Rosie wants a couple of weekends away.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Not
I really appreciate
kidding.
It.
You're
love
not
you.
Even kidding.
I'm not. I'm
scum.
Genuinely not. You're in it now. Just do it.
What a scum.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.